Hello, and welcome to our study session. It's 5:15, and I see that we're on television, so we probably ought not to disappoint people and have a meeting. I'm Mayor Giles. I welcome everyone to this study session for November the 3rd, 2014. The first item on our agenda is to review the items for tonight's regular council meeting. I know this was discussed in our study session last Thursday, and I don't believe there's anything currently that's off the consent agenda, but just to make sure there hasn't been any change in any council members, or everyone's still okay with leaving everything on the consent agenda? Any requests from citizens or staff to make any modifications to that? Okay, well then we'll dispense with reading through pages of things that we already know we agree on. The next item on the agenda is to acknowledge receipt of minutes of boards and committees. There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Thank you. The results are unanimous, and so those minutes are acknowledged. Item number three is to hear reports on meetings and or conferences attended. Yes, Councilmember Cavanaugh.
Thank you, Mayor. You and I had the privilege to attend an event at Mesa Community College on Saturday, the Go Kids event, promoting children's health. It was actually a celebration of Cardin Children's Hospital and their fifth anniversary. And so the city has great partnership with them. And that's the entity that we're initiating our District 3 holiday toy drive actually this week. And I wanted to give a special shout out to the Economic Development Department for letting us use their van to get our toy boxes out to the community today. So thank you.
Thank you. I'm reminded that I neglected to excuse Councilmember Summers at the outset of the meeting. Unless Scott, are you online? Okay, he's not on, I know that he has a conflict, so we'll excuse him from this meeting, and then I believe he's participating telephonically upstairs in the next meeting. So thank you, Dennis. Other council members have any agenda items on the conferences? Yes, Mr. Luna.
I just wanted to report that FEMA contacted my office. They wanted to know how we were using UWASI funding. That's the Urban Area Security Initiative. So we sent them a report with a lot of great pictures, especially during the 1,000-year flood over in District 4. So great report, and I want to thank Brian Darling. He's captain from Mesa Fire.
Great. Thank you. I had an opportunity to blog about this a little bit. I don't know, so that means probably nobody knows anything about it because nobody reads my blog. But I do want to, I'm just kidding, Melissa, if you're out there. You do. Everybody reads my blog. It's very good. Okay, thank you. But in addition to blogging about it, I think, appropriate for us to talk a little bit about Make a Difference Day that I know all of us participated, not just council, but in large part, city staff. Everyone in this room, I know, had a lot to do with this great event. But for the benefit of those at home who might not know everything about this, let me read just a brief statement about the Make a Difference Day. Make a Difference Day is the nation's largest day of community service. Millions of volunteers from across the nation unite to improve the lives of others. On October 25th, nearly 1,600 volunteers participated in more than 50 projects throughout Mesa. 1,600 people. I mean, that's a big deal, isn't it? For those of us who went around and saw 1,600 people standing in people's yards and painting fences, that's really quite a sight. The projects included painting the exterior of homes, cleaning up yards, alleys, and parks, and painting curb numbers, walls, and posts. I want to thank all of the volunteers who came out to make this day a huge success for our community. I was able to visit several sites, and what I saw was remarkable. I saw people of all ages working together to improve both public and private spaces in our neighborhoods. We heard from a resident about her experience with some of our volunteers. She said, "A group of angels dressed in blue shirts descended upon my property and did a magnificent job of clearing and cleaning the entire lot." And for me, that's what it's all about. So thank you again to everyone who participated. And I'm sure every council member and staff member here could give a similar statement. That was a remarkable day, and a day that I think we're all very proud of Mesa on that day. On a less positive note, I also want to mention that I had the honor of representing Mesa this morning at the funeral service of Officer Bryant Holmes, one of the two Chandler officers who was killed last week. That was a touching event, and our condolences go to the police department, particularly those in Chandler and to the city of Chandler. The other officer's funeral I know is this Saturday morning, and would encourage anyone who can to support that event as well. We are now on agenda item number 4, scheduling of meetings and general information. Mr. Brady.
Our next study session will be this coming Thursday, November 6th. Also a reminder, as we look forward to this weekend, this Saturday, November 8th, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., we'll have the East Valley Veterans Parade. It starts on North Center at 7th Street and travels south to Center to 1st Avenue. Also, in support of America Recycles Day, the City of Mesa will be hosting a shred-a-thon for appliances and electronics recycling and Goodwill Household Good and Collection event. That'll be another on the Saturday the 15th. So people may, everybody want to start looking at what they'd like to contribute to the Recycle Day. Again, that's November 15th from 8 to noon. And this will be held at the Center Street facility. Thank you.
Great. I think a lot of us have been meeting with the folks organizing the Veterans Day Parade for many months now. This is not your typical parade. So it, folks that are out there that enjoy parades, it's going to be a really big deal on Main Street this Saturday. So we encourage you to attend. Okay, is there a motion to adjourn? Second? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
That's unanimous. This meeting is adjourned, and we will reconvene for the regular council meeting upstairs. Thank you.